Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and praise God for another opportunity to come together and share in the study of God's all-sustaining and all-powerful Word. Hallelujah. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We give God all the praise for you being here with us tonight. More than anything, we give God all the praise for his presence with us, as he promises to never leave us nor forsake us, praise God. We thank God for you tuning in, and we give God all the praise, honor, and glory as we lift him up, as we pray for those that have tuned in and their families as well. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, founder and pastor, Kevin Jones. So we give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and glory and thank him for all that he's doing, hallelujah, within his people to help to advance his kingdom here in the earth. Because how many of you know that this world, even in the midst of its fallen state, we need, hallelujah, a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. He is truly the way and the truth and the life. And we thank God to be called among those that are the redeemed of Jesus Christ. If we have any that will be tuning in or are tuned in tonight that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we certainly will give the opportunity for you to have that restoration that will connect you back and connect you to your Heavenly Father through salvation in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, praise God, and get started tonight We're going to ask Pastor Jasper if he will come shortly and share a word of prayer. But before we do, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, hallelujah, because we know that when the praises go up, the blessings come down, and the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, is our strength. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
God will turn it around.
Amen, amen. There will be glory. No matter what you may be going through, we are faced with trials and tribulations sometimes. But the word of God tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy certainly comes in the morning. There will be glory after this. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of God in prayer. Pastor Jasper.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this glorious day, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this, your mercy and your grace, Father. Thank you for your peace, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your dispensation and your grace upon our lives, Lord. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father. Thank you for his shed blood, for remission of our sins, Lord. We thank God for your forgiveness of our sins, Lord. We thank you for your peace, your joy, your restoration in our lives, Father, Lord. To connect us to you, to put the pieces back together, because you are the master of our masterpiece, Father. We thank God for you being the strong foundation you have in Christ Jesus, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, and pray, Lord, help to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Pray tonight that you will hear this word of God. It will resonate in your heart, your mind, your spirit. It will mold and shape you and give you spiritual growth and development in your mind, in your heart, and in your spirit. And then you go to do great and mighty things that God had called and commanded you to do. We praise your holy name, for Lord, for your holy word. Lord, pray for woman God to bring forth the world tonight, Father. You strengthen us, Lord, to help to go further than we have been before, Lord. To go forward in that destiny God had designed for my life and designed for your life. Do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. We praise you for this hour, Lord. Let your will be done to your honor, to your glory, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, people say amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Tonight, we're going to continue in the study of our series that we started several Mondays ago entitled, It's Okay to Be a Little Violent Sometimes. We're talking about holy violence. And in that, the scripture confirms that the kingdom of God suffereth violence. Violence must taketh it by force. So what we've been talking about are the weapons, powerful weapons of spiritual warfare. Powerful weapons of spiritual warfare. Again, for those of you that may be just joining us in this series of messages, we know by the mere fact that you are a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, that you are already in a spiritual battle. Satan has been at war against God and all who belong to him since before the foundation of the world. This battle has been waged and is emphasized throughout scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Yet as believers, we have no need to fear, for God truly has given us spiritual weapons of warfare to stand and withstand against Satan and all the powers of darkness. I shared with you 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare, and they are, for your review, the presence of God, the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God's angelic host, enduring faith that moves mountains, the tongue, which has the power of life and death, prayer and fasting, and praise and worship. 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare. And we've covered 4, and tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit as a weapon of spiritual warfare. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity again to bring forth your word. I pray, Lord, now that you anoint me afresh to be able to speak your word with clarity, to be able to speak your word with understanding, that your word will go forth and not return void, but will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, that it will fall on good ground, that it will have the eyes and ears and spiritual eyes and spiritual ears of your people open so that they will be able to hear and receive and go forth and advance your kingdom here in the earth. We give you, Lord, all praise. Yes, we do. And all honor and all glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's delve into the message tonight. The power of the Holy Spirit as a weapon of spiritual warfare. In the gospel, Jesus shared with his disciples that he would be put to death and would rise again. Prior to his ascension to the Father, Jesus told his disciples that his Father would send them another comforter that would abide with them forever. Isn't it just like Jesus not to leave us alone? Hallelujah. Praise God. He told disciples that even though he was going away and they would not see him any longer, yet the Heavenly Father would send to them another comforter that would abide with them forever. John 14:16-17 confirmed, and it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Verse 17, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." I just thought that that scripture had such powerful revelation to us. It said, just to break it apart, it said that the Father would send the Holy Spirit of truth. That even when the Father sends him, the world can't receive him because, as we know, by other scriptures in the Bible, the things of the world seem, for the things of God seem foolish to the things of the world. It says, because it seeth him not, and neither do they know him. But we know him as the children of the Most High God, for he dwells in us. This is the Holy Spirit. He dwells in us. And shall be, dwells with us, and shall be in us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity, the third of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is a he and not an it. He is the Spirit of the Most High God. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, when God breathed his breath, his ruach, into the nostrils of man, he breathed his very spirit into man. And man became a living soul, formed in the image of God. This is the distinction between humans and animals. Animals were created by God as living beings, but they do not do not contain the Spirit of God. They are not a God-breathed being. They were not created in the image of God as we are as humans. Let's talk about five transforming character traits of the Holy Spirit. Number one, the Holy Spirit gives us power to successfully walk this Christian journey. As believers, thank God we do not have to walk this journey alone. The Holy Spirit indwells and transforms the believer, body, mind, and spirit. The Holy Spirit transforms the believer, body, mind, and spirit. Well, how is that possible, Pastor Constance? I'm glad you asked. If you turn to 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, it talks about the body. It says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? It goes on in that passage to say you have been bought with a price. The Holy Spirit comes in at the time of salvation in Jesus Christ, takes up residence and indwells within us, transforming us from one that was in our sinful nature to one who now has a godly nature. It transforms the body because now the Holy Spirit has taken up residence and we are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so very important as you are a believer not to mistreat your body. You're not supposed to do things that cause harm and to your body and ingest things that causes your body harm, because again, the Holy Spirit, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, dwells within you. And because it dwells within you, it wants and deserves a place that is holy and righteous unto God to dwell in. That means the things of the world, like drinking and doing illicit drugs and doing promiscuous activities and doing sin, this sin that corrupts the body, that taints your temple, which is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. God calls us to be holy even as he is holy. Christ said, be holy even as I am holy. And therefore, we need to be able to acknowledge as Christians that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also transforms your mind. The Word of God tells us as we have access to the supernatural transforming power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God tells us that the Holy Spirit isn't it just like that the Holy Spirit, excuse me with my notes, hold on one moment. It says the Holy Spirit comes and it says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. but tarry in the city of Jerusalem. This is what he's telling the disciples in preparation for the coming church and in preparation for them to be endowed by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. He says, here we see that the Holy Spirit is manifested. It is a manifested promise of God. God promised a comforter. Isn't it? And as he promised a comforter, he told them to dwell there in Jerusalem until they will receive power from on high. And so they had to be able to go to dwell there in Jerusalem and await the power of God, the coming forth of his Spirit. We can do nothing without the power of God. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to efficiently and effectively carry out the Father's business. Jesus prepared the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. He told them to wait in Jerusalem until they were endowed with powers from on high. Have you ever had a desire to do something for Christ and the Holy Spirit told you, hold on, wait? Sometimes as humans, we have the tendency amid our passion and excitement to move hastily, to want to go ahead, sometimes even going ahead before God. But we need to be able to consult with God, to wait on him. We determine to go in our own accord sometimes. That's a big mistake. We don't want to go in our own accord. Mm-hmm. Yet every good thing is not always a God-ordained thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that again. Every good thing, everything that may look good in the natural,
yes,
is not always a God thing.
Oh,
it is not always God-ordained.
Yes.
Therefore, whenever God has given whatever God has given us to do,
mm-hmm,
as kingdom work, it is essential to the success of the kingdom work,
yes,
that we are led by the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
When the day of Pentecost had come, Scripture tells us that they were all gathered in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house,
mm-hmm,
where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues. And if you turn to Acts 2:38-41, you will witness the power of the Holy Ghost at work in Peter. Remember, they all came together in Jerusalem and were endowed by the power of the Holy Ghost. They waited until they received this power. And it was so essential that they received this power because Jesus Christ knew what they were going to face. And he knew that they were not empowered to do it alone. They had to have the super attached to their natural being to be able to go forth and be effective for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. We cannot, no, we can't do anything in our unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Verse 40. And with many other words did he, meaning Peter, testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they gladly received his word, and they were baptized. And the same day there were added to, and doesn't say, but they were added unto, meaning that they were added to the church, about 3,000 souls.
My God.
3,000 souls saved in a single day.
Praise God.
And in Acts 4 and 4, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men, it says in Acts 4 and 4, was about 5,000. So one day, Peter ministered, and in a single day, 3,000 souls were saved. That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
4 and 4 confirms that there was another time of ministry, and about 5,000 souls were saved. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. All because the power of the Holy Spirit renders us well equipped to do the work of the Lord. For without the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We've got to have the Holy Ghost. We've got to have the Holy Spirit of Almighty God.
Amen.
And to prove that, then scripture in Acts 19 gives an account of one or those trying to do the work or use the name actually of Jesus without having the power of the Holy Spirit. And it talks about what happened to them. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Acts 19, verses 13 through 17. And it says, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists, these were not godly people, took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the name, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who joined in and did this also. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know.
Right now.
But who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house naked and wounded. In other words, they got beat down. They did not have, first of all, they didn't know Jesus Christ. Second of all, they certainly definitely didn't have the power of the Holy Spirit. So they were at the mercy, and he did not give them any mercy, by the way, of this evil spirit. There was no mercy given. It says that the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, and they fled from that house, beat down, naked, and wounded. You can do nothing without the power of the Holy Spirit. You must have the Holy Spirit to do anything for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the supernatural power of God that will empower you to withstand against the powers of the enemy and prevail in the work of God.
Mm-hmm.
You must have salvation in Jesus Christ. You must have the Holy Spirit of God. In the latter days, Scriptures confirm the promise of a pouring out of the Holy Spirit. We're living in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Joel 2:28 says, "And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions."
Mm-hmm.
Acts 2 in the New Testament, verses 17 and 18, confirm Joel 28, and it reads and says, confirms Joel 2:28, and it reads in Acts verses 2:17 through 18, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." Praise God. God promises that his Holy Spirit will comfort us, will guide us, will lead us, and he will pour out. God will, he's pouring out of his spirit now on all flesh. This is another scripture that will help to confirm that as God pours out his spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters. Yes, women can minister and preach the word of God because the scriptures here confirm that the Holy Spirit of God will be poured out in the latter days on all flesh. I just had to throw that in for a freebie. Next, the Holy Spirit keeps us and empowers us to be in contact with God. The Holy Spirit keeps us in contact with God. It says in John 3:24, "Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given." 1 John 3:24. The Holy Spirit indeed helps us to stay connected with God. When we have the Holy Spirit, we can develop a more intimate and loving relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Because, again, remember, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, dwells within you. So, of course, if you are going to be spirit-led and spirit-fed, meaning your spirit, your human spirit, connecting with the Holy Spirit, it will keep you in contact with the Heavenly Father. How many of you know that in order for the limbs of the tree to have strength, it must stay in contact with the tree trunk? It must stay in contact with the tree itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we must stay in contact with our Heavenly Father in order to be able to have the power and be empowered to do what God has called for us to do. We're talking tonight about the power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Next, the Holy Spirit helps us understand deeper the Word of God. The Holy Spirit helps us understand deeper the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 12 says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God." Do you know that God will reveal to you the deep and the secret things of his kingdom? The Word of God tells us that when we seek God with all of our heart, we will find him.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God also tells us that it is God's desire for us to go from glory to glory.
Yeah.
God does not want you to stay forever a babe in Christ. You have to get into the Word of God, study God's Word, and as you study his Word and as you seek him, you will begin to grow. You will begin to develop. You will begin to spiritually mature.
Amen.
You, then God will reveal to you the deep things of his kingdom. The Word tells us that even so, no one knows mm-hmm. the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, praise God, but we have received the Spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
Yeah.
God will give and he will reveal the secrets and give you a deeper understanding of his Word when you delve into the Word, and he will give you that by the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also promises to bring back to your remembrance the Word of God. As you study, God will give you greater revelation and revelation knowledge of his Word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Number five, the Holy Spirit allows us to bear righteous fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. The Holy Spirit of God, it is a transforming spirit. It possesses a transformative power that enables us to become more like God. as he deposits within us the fruits of the Spirit. As I read each one of these fruits are a reflective of the Spirit of God, a reflection of the Spirit of God. God is love. God is joy. God is peace. God is long-suffering. God is kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits and the characteristics of the Spirit of God. So because they're the fruits and characteristics of the Spirit of God, and because we are created in the image of God, and because the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us, it allows us also to bear righteous fruit. Praise God.
Amen.
It says that through the Holy Spirit, we will be able to develop godly traits and reflect the character of God in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We need to realize that the positive spiritual transformation will not happen without the help of the Holy Spirit. As I was saying at the onset of the message, the Holy Spirit, through the power of God, will transform us body, mind, and spirit. But it will not transform us without the help of the Holy Spirit. We must have the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it transforms us from being carnally minded individuals to spiritually minded individuals. Only the Holy Spirit has the power to do that. The scripture tells us that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, saints. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And the only way that we will be able to efficiently and effectively walk this Christian journey, the only way that we will be able to make a difference in this world for the kingdom of God is through the transformative power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We give God praise. Lastly, the Holy Spirit empowers us with spiritual gifts. Our gifts and diversities of gifts, but there is the same Spirit. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. God has equipped, he has given each one of us, you and me, and all of those that belong to him, spiritual gifts to be able to help for the edification of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the advancing of his kingdom. These gifts are words of wisdom. He's given to one. He's given another word of knowledge. He's given another faith. He's given another gift of healing. He's given another working of miracles and prophecy, and to another the discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But though it is a diversity of gifts, it is all of one and the same Spirit that works in all these, distributing according to 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 12, distributing to each one as God wills. Distributing to each one as God wills. The spiritual gifts are very important for the ministry of the church. Through the Holy Spirit, Spirit, these gifts are given so that we may use them for the will and for the purpose of God. These are but a few. I got very deep and delved deeply into the Word of God, and it was just so much to try to pull out what could be shared in the matter of an hour or 50 minutes, praise God. But I pray that this message was a blessing to you. I pray that it helped to enlighten you and to help you to be able to focus on the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you and the power that you have as a saint of God to be able to go forth in His kingdom to make a difference simply because of the power of the Holy Spirit. There is no power, Georgia power doesn't even have the power like the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
No power like His power. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Pastor Constance, right here for God's powerful word. Amen. The woman of God taking it from Genesis to Revelation, speaking about the word of God, speaking about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was there from the beginning until now.
That's
and He was there in the very beginning. And He's there right now. Praise God. Empowered right now, God to empower the believer in Christ, the born again believer in Christ. Born again, blood washed, praise God, by the blood of Jesus, amen. And being endowed by the Spirit of the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit of God, amen. Thank God for that powerful word and that powerful teaching. You can never talk enough about the Spirit of God, amen. You can never talk enough about the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, amen. We need to be endued from power from on high, praise God, amen. She went into different details about the Spirit of God, and that's something that's a teaching that can be go on from generation to generation, nonstop teaching about the Holy Spirit. We need to have the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
We need to be strengthened by that. We need to know who we are in Christ. Amen. You know what God, the weapon of God, warfare, spiritual warfare that we need to have. Amen. Beside along with the armor of God, you need to have this spiritual warfare in your spiritual toolbox, praise God, to use on a regular basis, using each and every day for the enemy. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. But God has weapons to defeat the enemy through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we already have the victory, praise God. The victory already been won. Amen. We got the victory in Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to understand why spiritual warfare is and to keep it, to use it to the glory of God. Amen. There's so powerful word I can go on talking about the Holy Spirit. It's so powerful, so good that we need that to in our lives to lead, guide, and direct us from day to day.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking tonight about a weapon of spiritual warfare and the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Praise God.
Praise God. We have a few more minutes left into the broadcast. We'd love to hear from our listening audience.
Yes.
If you would like to share in this conversation about the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is essential to the human, to the power of the Holy Spirit is essential to our Christian walk,
and
praise God,
growth,
and our spiritual growth in the Lord.
Praise
oh, yes, it is. If you would like to share in this conversation, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you this evening. We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there one tonight that would like to share in our discussion? Also, we welcome your testimonies, prayer requests, and praise reports. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
And we would love to hear if you would like to share in your testimony. If you have a prayer request, if you like it, if you have a praise report of what God has done for you,
amen.
Just simply press 1, praise God, on your dial pad.
Come on, saints.
Hallelujah. As we praise God, we have one tonight caller. Your last four digits are 4517. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Sister Elder Lolita.
Amen.
Go, Mr. Right Head, please.
I have a prayer request. I've been diagnosed mm-hmm. with diabetes and high blood pressure since 2011. And I've been declaring, and I've also been prayed over that, or been prophesied to that, you know, I am going to be healed, and I am healed with high blood pressure and diabetes. And so I mm-hmm. went to the doctor last week, and they did my blood work. There's nothing wrong with, you know, my kidneys and my liver. Everything, when it comes to my blood work, everything looks good. And as soon as the enemy heard that report, then this past weekend, I'm checking my numbers, and they're like 300. So the diabetes is 300. But I went to a doctor today. My blood pressure went down from the 180s. to 163, and mm-hmm. The bottom number was like 90, where normally 100. So it's like the enemy is just trying to keep me where, you know, like I am just want me to think that I will not be healed, and I am not going to be healed. But I know he is a liar, because I believe and I trust God, and I believe that I do walk, know, and have experienced and do experience the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And I do experience the Lord my God and his son, Jesus, who died on the cross for me. And yeah. I do believe his word that I am healed in the name of Jesus. And by yeah. his stripes, I am healed. And I will continue to say, by his stripes, I am healed. So I am yeah. asking for touch and agree with this. I don't feel bad as my numbers read, praise God, but it is real, and I know when to open my mouth and call on my prayer warriors on my behalf.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
I'm not the type to keep quiet about things like that, because it does exist, and, you know, it is a silent, you know, killer, but God is not ready for me yet. So I know I have to open my mouth. So I'm asking for prayer on that, and I will be praying as well for any prayer request that will be announced after mine and before mine. And I will continue to keep your family in prayer. And I do yeah. enjoy your program. God is taking you higher and higher, and he is so pleased with you that he is going to – this line – just look for this line to just, you may need another platform. You may have to do it twice a week, because it's going to be so many people, because we're in a time where people are crying out and they don't know which way to turn. But just know that they're going to hear about this number, and they're going to dial it, and they're not going to understand why now. But when they do, God's going to give you a word to speak to them. And you don't know them, they don't know you. Just know, because of the word of God is hidden in your belly and is hidden in your heart, that it will flow from your belly out of your mouth, and someone's going to be yeah. saved. Someone is going to be delivered. Someone's going to be set free. Someone's going to come back and tell you how it is something you said. It's how you said it and what you said. But they felt the Holy Spirit all over them when you spoke. And that's when they know yeah. it's going to be God. It's the word of God. And you're going to teach yeah. people how to live holy, how to
yeah.
live without sin, how to be delivered, and once
yeah.
they accept salvation in their lives, and they know they
yeah.
can just reach out to this line and call and listen and go to the word. Once you read the word, they go and study for themselves. Just know this is nothing compared to what God has planned for you. For the Whitehurst, because the word is in you, and you desire, you passion about it. Amen. I can go on and on, but God's going to show you the rest. I'm just telling you just a portion of it. Amen. God bless you and continue to be obedient with his word because he trusts you with it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
We shall. We thank you so much, Sister Lolita. We're going to go ahead and lift your request up in prayer. And I ask that the remainder and remaining audience as well, if you will go ahead and bow your heads with me. Lord, right now we lift up Sister Lolita, Lord God, to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for her, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her salvation in you. And thank you that she is a daughter of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us that, yes, Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And
Lord,
by his stripes we are healed
in Jesus'
name, Lord. By his stripes she is healed in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she does not operate from a standpoint of sickness, but she operates, Lord God, from a standpoint of one who is healed by your stripes, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And so in the name of Jesus, Satan, you will not come and try to steal away her healing in Jesus' name. No matter what the symptoms speak, she will go forth and speak the word of God, standing and declaring God's word, declaring healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you keep my sister, that you watch over her, that you protect the Lord, that, Lord, every cell and nerve and tissue, organ, bone, joint, and system of her body, right now we declare and decree that it lines up and functions in the perfection, Father, that you created it to function in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let her, even as she goes back to the doctor, Father God, let the doctor stand amazed at the power of our God. Let the doctor stand amazed because our numbers will be back to normal, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you that we rebuke diabetes in Jesus' name. We rebuke high blood pressure in Jesus' name. If there's anyone else on the line, Lord God, that's dealing with sickness in their body right now, Lord God, we proclaim healing over them, Lord God, and thank them that they are already healed in Jesus' name, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you that your word goes forth and that it doesn't return void, Lord, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. We thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us where there are two or more gathered together. It doesn't take many, Father, but where there are two or more gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Where there are two or more gathered together, touching and agreeing upon anything, Lord, it shall be done according to your word, Father God. So we reach out over these airways, Lord. We have the lines almost full tonight, Father. We reach out to everyone, touching and agreeing, Lord God. Right now, deliver, Father God. Set free, Lord God. Meet the needs of your people, Father, whatever they may be, Lord God, as only you can, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Father. Oh, yes, we do, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. I lift up right now my sister, Pastor Valencia, right now in the name of Jesus. We declare healing over her physical body, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, that even as she too returns back to the doctor, we thank you, Lord, for the good report, Father God. Your word tells us to think on those things that are good, that are lovely, that are true, and a good report, Father God. So we take our minds and we shift it for the minds of Christ, Lord God, and we truly believe the report of the Lord. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We thank you for the victory of your people, Father, in every area of their life, right now, in the name that's above all names. The name that everything that has a name has got to bow at the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to your name, Father. Praise your holy name, Lord. Praise your holy name, Lord. Praise your holy name, Lord.
Glory after this.
Yes, there shall be glory.
Mighty glory, mighty testimony.
Hallelujah, after this. Thank you, Lord. If there is one on the line tonight, we don't want to leave this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. We thank you. And all you have to do is just open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Just simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sins. I believe that you lived and died and was resurrected for me. And if you simply prayed that life and you that prayer and you asked the Lord to come in and transform your life, change your life, allow the Holy Spirit to come in and dwell on the inside of you and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior for the rest of your life, your name has now been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased.
Hallelujah.
And angels in heaven are rejoicing at you, my brother or my sister, being saved this evening. We give God praise for you. We give God praise for him and for his glory. We thank him. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have one that was Mother Gallo. Come on, 0400. We have time for you. Go right ahead, please. Praise God. Just 1 second and still processing. Go right ahead, please. You're in live in the studio.
Well, all I want to say is amen, amen, amen. Awesome word. I sat up here and I did my notes. And I was I agree. Amen, I agree. Wonderful
amen.
Word. And thank y'all for the powerful prayers that have been prayed tonight for our sister and for my daughter. And I know God is pleased. He is pleased, honey. Yes, indeed. All right. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Gallo. God bless you. Give God praise for you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Is there another tonight before we end the broadcast? Praise God. We thank God for, yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will do it. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. We give God all honor and all praise. We ask that you go forth this week. Share the word of God with someone else because this dying world needs to know that there is a living Savior and his name is Jesus Christ. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. We love you and by the grace of God, we will see you here this time next week on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Be blessed and to God be all the glory. Hallelujah.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Every praise.
our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and give praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. Which one of course. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Mm-hmm.